The Flint Institute of Art has been a center for arts and culture in Flint since it opened its doors nearly 90 years ago in 1928. It's the second largest art museum in Michigan and one of the biggest art museum schools in the country, and it's still growing, still evolving. John Henry is the executive director of the Flint Institute of Arts. We spoke at the FIA the evening of April 22nd, and here's our conversation.
What is your personal mission statement for this museum?
Well, we're an educational institution, and it's our intention to bring the finest quality art experiences and art programs in the form of exhibitions, educational programs, special events to the entire community. So all ages, all walks of life, all backgrounds.
How do you feel this museum reflects Flint?
Well, you know, I think this museum reflects Flint like museums across the country reflect the community that they serve. We're sort of a scrapbook of who lived here and what they collected, what they were interested in. We reflect the intellect and taste of those who lived here before and contributed their collections to the museum and who continue to collect and give today.
And there's some stunningly familiar names, as I learned, that have been contributors, names like Chrysler.
That's right. We have a big collection of Bernice Chrysler's American Naive painting.
And also the some beautiful pieces of Chinese work as well. It really is something to, as you walk around the galleries and see what's here, and just even the history of the land we're on.
Well, this belonged to C.S. Mott. This was part of his farm. And in the mid-50s, he and other captains of industry got together and thought that it would be a wonderful idea to provide a cultural complex to complement the educational complex that's also down here with the community college and the high school, which is just behind us, and the junior high, which was just behind us. And so next door to us is the state's largest planetarium. Adjoined to that is the Flint Youth Theater. Across the street is the Whiting Auditorium. There's Sloan Museum of Natural History and Science. And then across the street on the other side is the Flint Institute of Music and the home of the symphony.
It just makes such a statement when you drive onto this complex.
I think it's very visionary. It's one of the reasons I was very excited about coming here, to be able to exchange ideas with other disciplines in the arts and have them so close and to be able to collaborate on so many things.
Now, I understand the school. Talk about the school associated with this museum, because I guess as long as you're potty trained, up to whatever, you can come and learn.
What makes you think you have to be potty
trained? No.
We serve everybody.
What kinds of things do you offer in the school?
No, well, you know, we did start as a school originally. Okay. Before we were a museum, we were a school. And we intended to set up a place where artists could come and meet other artists and work with instructors and socialize and advance their own work. And within 2 years, we began collecting. Well-intentioned donors started giving us works of art, and so we had to expand our operation to also care for collections. Mm-hmm. And we bounced around from one place to another as we kept outgrowing a facility until 1958, when we built this place that we're in today. And that's why a significant part of this building is devoted to art education in our studios. These studios go back to 1958, but again, the vision was big, and the ideas were big, and we continue to thrive. We've gone with an unbroken history of offering classes since 1928, and we're adding to it today.
Indeed.
We're adding a big class studio as we speak. We're in the middle of construction.
Let's talk about that, the new contemporary craft wing?
Yes.
What's going to be there?
Well, that's the reason we're building this glass studio, because we were just given two collections, coincidentally. They're related, but it's coincidental that we got them both about the same time. One is one of the most outstanding collections of contemporary ceramics in private hands. Half of it's been donated to us, and the other half's been pledged. And so we needed a place for it. There are over 400 works, and even storage was going to be a problem for us. The other collection is a collection of contemporary glass, and it, too, is one of the best in the country. And it's been purchased recently by a local collector who has not only donated it, but helped us build the new wing to house it.
And a makerspace is on its way.
Well, that's the glass studio.
That's
you're
going
to be able to come in and watch glass blowers making new objects.
That's addictive. I'm in for that. And you've got a big, big upcoming celebration of Auguste Rodin coming up?
We do. You know, I think most of your listeners have heard the name Rodin, one of the most important sculptors of the 19th and early 20th century, one of the most important sculptors in the history of art. At his peak, he was considered the greatest sculptor in the world after Michelangelo. So he had a traditional training, but he was working at a time when art was going through a tremendous change. He was working at the same time that the Impressionists and Post-Impressionists were making their paintings. So his work was expressionistic, broke a lot of the rules, and he remains a tremendous influence even today.
Next year will be the 90th anniversary. What's your vision for the Flint Institute of Arts into its next century?
Well, again, I think we want to stay the course of being an important educational institution, bringing things to this community that they wouldn't be able to find without us, bringing things from far away that not everyone can travel to see. Our exhibitions are important, our educational programs are important, our collaborations with our colleagues across the street and around town, the universities, the hospitals, we're involved with them as well. We want to remain a vital part of the community.
And it is. It's a cultural gem. And again, thank you for the hospitality and for having us
here. Well, you're very welcome. Thank you.
John Henry, Executive Director of the Flint Institute of Arts. Thank you so much.
The exhibit, Rodin, The Human Experience, runs until July 30th at the Flint Institute of Arts.